Hey, GWA Backstage. It is Sunnydale bound and back at it again with those questionnaires. This time, this one comes from Sweet as Honey, and it is Honey Sleepy Time Questionnaire. And I loved all of these questions. So let's just jump right in. All right. So number one, are you a night owl or do you turn in early? I am a night owl. I hate the sun. It hurts my eyes. I'm very pale. I mentioned before that I'm a ginger, so I sunburn easily, and I never really knew how to apply sunscreen properly as a kid. No, I burn easily, so I don't like the sun. And then it's so nice. Everything's so quiet when it's dark, and you can just, there's no pressure to perform, and just, you get to be yourself, and you get to be alone if you want, and people are mainly asleep, and I don't know, it's nice and peaceful, and relaxing. Number two, what do you like to sleep in? Oh, I don't like to sleep in anything. I move around a lot when I sleep, so I can't. Like, when I have, like, if I have company over and like I have to have my door open when I sleep, and I have to have clothes on, obviously, because I don't want to be that weirdo who, you know, sleeps naked while there's extended family or friends over visiting. And so when that happens, I hate it. Oh god, I move and I get choked by my shirt, and it's no fun to get choked when not gonna finish that thought. You can use your imagination to know exactly what I mean. Number three, does your bed have a ridiculous amount of useless pillows? No. Four pillows, that's it. Four pillows. I sleep with two, and one of them always ends up off to the side. So, yeah, just four. No excess useless stuff. If it's not serving a purpose, get it out of my way. Number four, did you have a favorite bedtime story growing up? If so, could you read type of section? I did not, actually. I wasn't read to before bed. My mom, she usually was working a part-time job, or I was being babysat, and it was my cousin, and she was only a few years older, so she wasn't super, like, parental figure. So I wish I did. Yeah, number five. Did you have slumber parties growing up? If so, did you actually sleep? Or did you stay up all night talking? Oh my god, we totally... We would stay up talking all night. Like, you know, you're like 12 and you think you're super adult. And you're like, we're gonna stay up as long as we can. And it's like 4 in the morning and you're like half asleep. And you're finally hitting that spot where like... everything is funny. So like you're laying in bed and like your friend will like move funny and like her feet will like hit your nose and you just both burst out laughing. And if you were fully rested, that wouldn't have been funny. It would have been probably annoying, but so sleep deprived at 12 years old that it's just hysterical. Or even when I turned like 16 or 17, like in high school, like it wouldn't be a slumber party per se, but like you know, hanging out at a friend's house. Oh, shit, it's after midnight. Better call mom and tell her, hey, I'm crashing at my friend's and I won't be home. I hope that's okay. Yeah, 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 whatever. Just, I'll see you when I get home from work. And then you stay up all night on the laptop while your friend's on the desktop and you're just chatting online with cute boys. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. I'm going to tell him that I like him. Jesus Christ. Yeah, staying up late. Usually I was the one to pass out last because I was a night owl. Like I said, number 6, do you sleep well with others? Meaning, do you cuddle or stay on your side of the bed? Or do you steal all of the covers and take up the entire bed? I play well with others, so I tend to stick to my side. I move around a lot, but I've been trained to sleep on one side because I sleep with a fan. I need that white noise, and I love hearing it blowing right in my ear or on my face, and I love the cold feel of the fan. So I like it, and I would gravitate to that side. So whatever side I sleep on, I'm good as long as I have a fan. I don't tend to steal the covers. I tend to get hot. And I usually end up kicking them off, actually. So you can steal the covers all you want. I don't give a fuck. Just halfway through the night, I'll probably end up stealing just a small corner back. Number 7, what's your favorite sleepy time or sleepy bedtime memory, sexy or otherwise? I think that as far as this one goes, I don't really have a particular bedtime memory that's my favorite. Like, I guess just all those nights when I would... Okay, I have one. I lied. It just came to my mind. It was my very first night staying up all night talking to a guy on the phone. I was in middle school, and I had the hugest crush on this kid. He was like the super cool, like, band guy. He played the guitar. Actually, I'm pretty sure he played the bass. And that's probably where my my love for basses comes from. Anyway, he played the bass in his band with his buddies, and he was just so cute. And he liked, you know, Smashing Pumpkins and the Beatles, and he was just so cool. And I had the hugest crush on him. And I remember it was Christmas break, and we were talking on the phone after my mom and my brothers and everyone in the house had gone to sleep, and I was lying in bed, and I had stolen the cordless phone and laid down in bed, and I called once and let it ring and then hung up right away. And then I called back again and he answered before it could ring. And we talked all night, and it was just like I felt so cool because he wanted to talk to me all night and I had the hugest crush on him. So I guess that's my favorite. Whatever. Anyway, it was all very innocent, and I didn't discover phone sex for like 6 years later, so I'm like 4. No. God, how old was I in... How old are you in eighth grade? You're like 14, 15, right? So it would have been... Yeah, it would have been like 3 or 4 years later. Not the point. Number 8. Would you read a bedtime story to your significant other? Yeah. If they liked to read and wanted to hear me read to them, as long as I was interested in it too, I would do it. You know, I'm not going to read like from like a history textbook, but you know, I'd read like, even if it's not my genre, like historical fiction's not my fave, but I would totally be down to doing it if it made them happy and made them feel safe and loved. And so, yeah, I would totally do it. 9, do you sleep with any stuffed animals? Did you as a child? Do I currently? No. Did I as a child? I honestly don't remember. My childhood's kind of a blur. It was pretty fucked up. But I know that I had a Grumpy Bear Care Bear. And Grumpy Bear was my favorite. I really identified with him. We connected. He was like on my level. So I had one of the old ones from like the 80s when they first came out. And then it got really fucked up from my older brothers and had to throw it away. And then when I was a teenager and they like re-released them in high school, I think I was a sophomore, they re-released them and I had a job, like I had a part-time job, and otherwise my mom would not have bought me that. Like, so fucking stupid. But I bought one. I don't think I slept with it, but it definitely was on my headboard. But I sleep with a... I'm not gonna admit that here. 10, do you have any bedtime rituals? For instance, a chapter or two of a book and a glass of tea. Okay. My rituals include feeding the cats, making sure they have water, going to the bathroom to brush my teeth, putting on my chapstick, going into my bedroom and going around and, you know, making sure that all the lights are off and that, you know, the door's locked and the windows are locked and I'm paranoid and, you know, whatever. And, you know, making sure I don't wake anybody up, and or if they're already gone for work, then fucking whatever. If it's one of those nights where I'm up late. And then I lay down and I usually pull out my phone, get caught up on Facebook, get caught up on Tumblr, get caught up on Instagram. So usually it's like a minute on each app. And then I lay there and I stare at the ceiling and I just try and get my brain to shut up. It would probably be easier if I stopped checking Facebook and Tumblr and Instagram and Reddit before I go to bed. But you know what? This is my life, so I'm perfectly happy with it. And that was it, folks. So those were sweet as honeys. Sleepy time questions. I loved them. They were adorable. I loved answering them. I hope you enjoyed my answers. And I hope you're curious to learn more and click on this link. And if you don't, you know what? No harm, no foul. But I like sharing these bits and pieces of myself with you. I share so much more intimate parts that it feels nice to kind of be vulnerable and open and share in a different way. So so yeah, If you want to know more, ask, comment, PM me. I don't care. I love to talk. I like to get to know people, especially all you amazing men and women in this community and just everybody in the community. I want to get to know you all, and I want to interact with you all and just kind of get to know you, and you're all so amazing. So, all right, I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful day, and I'm going to probably post this one right away right after my other one, even though, whatever. All right, I love you guys and gals, non-binary pals. Anyway, sorry, Thomas Sanders reference. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to go before I embarrass myself even more. Okay, goodbye.